T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Hi, it's Ryan Recker. Welcome to the weekly blog on KMOX.com. I post these on Mondays, or better yet, you should be subscribing to this podcast if you're listening to it online. It's very easy. Just go wherever you download your podcast, search for Overnight America, and make sure to subscribe. That's not the sound of subscribing. That's the sound of my hands on the table. Can I talk about just one thing that I don't understand? Why do people spend so much money trying to fancy up a bathroom? I don't understand it. So one of the big things at the Consumer Electronics Show this past week was with the company Kohler. And Kohler is an unbelievably reliable and great company that makes all kinds of different faucets and toilets and all kinds of things. But they introduced a $7,000 smart toilet with built-in speakers, mood lighting, and Amazon Alexa voice controls. And they show some photos of how luxurious your bathroom could look with this $7,000 toilet. I don't understand. Why do people care about the bathroom so much? So I think about my own use. Like, what do you do in the bathroom? Okay, you might want to have a nice shower, right? Because you spend time in there and you want it to be comforting. You want it to be spacious. You know, you don't want to be enclosed in a small place so it's like a stand-up coffin that sprays you with water. But really, what are you using the bathroom for? Toilet, okay, yeah. You brush your teeth. You might look at yourself, do your hair, whatever, things like that. Does it have to be a luxurious thing? Like it's the place you go when you gotta go. I don't understand. So the Numi 2.0 Kohler is taking connected bathroom to the next level. Built-in surround sound speakers. All right, I know you use your phone on the toilet anyway, but do you need the surround sound? Do you need it, or can you just use the speaker on your phone? Mood lighting, heated seat, warm water cleansing with a dryer. Does that mean bidet? Is that a fancy way to work around the term bidet because people here in America don't like it? And it's got an automatic dryer, so it washes and dries your back end while you're on this toilet? So $7,000 set to purchase at the end of 2019, so you're not getting it just yet. So if you're buying a new home this year, you might as well wait off so you can install one of these $7,000 toilets. In a press release, Kohler said that the intelligent toilet will offer exceptional water efficiency, personalized cleansing and dryer functions, a heated seat, and high-quality built-in speakers. I'm looking at techstartups.com, who did a really good write-up of this. And they show this thing. You know, they're trying to reinvent the toilet. So if you were to walk into this modern-looking bathroom, let me try to explain to you what this toilet looks like. It almost looks like a clothes hamper. It's small, and it's boxy-looking. Or it looks like a very, very small, kind of like a freezer chest. You ever, you know, you buy one of those standalone freezer chests that you can keep in the garage or inside the basement or whatever, but a really small version of it, like it's a mini-fridge. I don't get it. It's got a control to it. You know what else I don't understand? I don't like these bathrooms that have the shower is just an enclosed glass. What? You're telling me you don't want a little privacy while you're in the shower? I know that you're probably the only one in there when that happens, but no, I mean, don't you want to feel like you're closed off from the rest of the world? Not that anyone could look at you if they just so happen to open the door. I don't like that. The whole bathroom thing is just so weird. People put more time into their bathroom than most people here in Missouri spend on a starter home. Well, I know there's fancy homes all over the place here, but I'm thinking, like, do people in St. Louis really buy these fancy $7,000 toilets? Are we smarter than that? Is this mostly like, oh, I live in California and, you know, I'm already going to spend $1 million for a, you know, 1,200 square foot home? I might as well put in a $7,000 toilet while we're at it. This is so terrible. Kohler is collaborating with all kinds of other makers, smart lighting system. It's funny. They're touting water efficiency with this thing, but you got to hook electric up to your toilet. You have to have an electric hookup. What's the efficiency of the blower? I mean, you're saying that this is water efficient, but not electric efficient. You're going to run a dryer on your back end? And think about, that's got to be instant hot air. Well, and then you got to have speakers. Your power, I don't get it, man. Could you imagine you've been in the construction industry for, you know, 40 years? You're someone that's a veteran. You've been in that space. Well, I need you to hook up this toilet. Oh, sounds pretty simple. Show me the toilet. Wait a minute. Why is there electric hookup on this thing? You're telling me you got to plug this into the wall? Wait, I got to run an electric line through the hole on the floor, right around the wax ring, so this thing could what? So what is it going to do? Oh, blow dry your booty, huh? And it's got to have Wi-Fi enabled. Oh, no, I got to hook the wires up to the little control on the wall. Oh, man. This smart bathroom stuff, it's just, I don't get it. You know, you can have a nice sink. You need sink space, nice mirrors. You could have a nice tub, nice shower. In the picture they show, kind of like a penthouse style, you know, corner view out to the city, and you see the skyscrapers and a really beautiful skyline in the background. I guess. I don't know. This seems so unnecessary. I just don't understand it. So if anyone could help me understand why anyone would want to spend $7,000 on a toilet for all these features, how much time are you spending on this thing? All right. Well, I paid $7,000 for it. I'll see you in an hour. I'm going to let this thing entertain me. I'm going to go watch a movie. Hook up one of those Samsung 219-inch screens right in the bathroom. You'll never have to leave the toilet, man. You got it all right there. Ugh, this is too much. All right. Well, I don't get it. If you, for some reason, find this appealing and you think I'm stupid, reach out to me on Twitter, at Ryan Recker. Or just go ahead and respond to this podcast, or even call into Overnight America. I'm on every weeknight starting at 10 o'clock. All right, I'm your host, Ryan Recker, and we'll see you again soon.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.